Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations.
Nari, at the end, and during scene number one, you had said that you wanted to go ahead and make some sensor or scanner modifications. So let's go there next. What's up? What do you want to do?
Okay. And I will probably need to contact the science department to help them, get them to help me analyze the data on this. But part of this involves two things, and as the game master, you'll have to let me know how much of this is possible.
Sure.
First of all, I'm making the assumption that the ship tracks the location of the crew's comm badges.
Yes.
All right. And then what I also want to do is have the ship track the flow of the life support system, track the use of the life support system, correlate it to the location of the comm badges, and find out if there are any areas where it doesn't correlate.
So as if there are four comm badges in a spot, but there are five people sort of thing?
Correct. Yeah. I'm making the assumption that Janok does not have a comm badge.
Okay. No, he left it in his quarters.
I'm trying to find out where he is indirectly.
Sure.
It looks like he's shut things down where we can't find him directly.
Yeah. Just to clarify and make sure that I'd said this at every point in time, Sabian, you are correct that the comm badge that he was given when he left his quarters was left behind. You're absolutely correct. The comm badges of the two security personnel and now Najar's comm badge were all missing when you found them.
Well, that makes things easier if the commander will tell me that.
Joe did not realize that.
Yep. Josh may not have said it, so that's why I wanted to go ahead and make sure that, like, we, you know, I'm a firm believer in making sure that all the information that you need that I provide you is out there. That's my fault if I didn't say that. But yeah, that's very much the situation, that anybody that has been knocked out allegedly by Janok was missing their comm badge when you found them.
That makes things interesting.
Essentially, I conference call all of us in window. I'm like, Mr. Tanari, it looks like Commander Chiss back. Tanari, you're looking into this. Remember, Najar and his two officers, their comm badges are missing.
Then I will first run a scan for the missing comm badges.
Yep. Okay, so give me, this is like a one difficulty check to go ahead and basically say, where are these comm badges and who are they with kind of thing. This is a fairly routine check. Go ahead and see where they are.
So since it's routine, what, reason engineering?
This is security, because it's the comm badges which do run through the security system, but I'd be happy to give you reason security.
Reason security, okay. Difficulty one, you said?
Correct.
All right. That is...
No successes. Do I get any threat for that? No complications.
Yeah.
Josh, unless you want us to succeed with cost.
Yeah, I do. So you are able to... So basically, you're not a security guy, Tanari. So security protocols are a little foreign to you, computers, and that's fine. You are able to basically backdoor your way into the comm badge log system that's in the system, in the computer core, and basically superimpose it onto a map of the Delamis Christian. And you find basically that the three comm badges that you're looking for have been all over the place. It's they'll be moving down hallway X, and then all of a sudden they'll be going 180 degrees in the other direction. And they'll go into a room, and then they'll come out of a room, and they'll turn right, but then they'll go left instead. It's almost like they're moving all over the ship in places that they're allowed to go.
Uh-huh.
So nothing that would have set off any sort of security alarms, but they definitely seem to be moving erratically and strangely.
Can I ask a clarification question?
Sure.
Do you mean that they're moving, like, they're jumping from place to place where, like, a person couldn't move to that second place in the time? Or do you mean that they're just moving in weird, like, directions?
They're moving in weird directions. It's not like they're in one place and then all of a sudden they're 100 feet away. It's more like I'm moving from point A to point B, and instead, like, I'm moving towards point B, and then all of a sudden I'm moving towards point C. Hypothetically, a comm badge was slipped into somebody's pocket as they walked by or something like that.
Are all three of them staying together?
They're not staying together. As you continue to go over the log data, you start to superimpose other people on the ship, because that looks weird to you, right? Like, why would they be doing that? So as you superimpose other members of the crew onto this pattern, because the pattern's not making any sense, what you notice is that all three badges at one point were, like, moving towards one other person, and then all of a sudden, when it switched directions, we're now moving with another person. So again, it's very much like those comm badges are no longer in Shinnok's possession. Theoretically, anyway.
Yeah. But so, yeah. So firstly, where was that position where they were, like, last together? Because from what I'm imagining, Josh, is from, like, essentially here in the security office, like, the three of them were moving as a group,
yep.
And then one went, like, that way, but the two exactly. kept going?
Exactly, yeah.
And then so at what point did the two split? And one seemed to go apparently random, and the other one, I assuming Najjar's badge, kept going wherever.
Najjar's badge has also gone in a separate direction at this point. And what you're also noticing now is that now other badges are sort of starting to do that now too, where it's like somebody with a very crafty sleight of hand skill, for example, is able to get a security badge off of somebody else and slip one on them and steal somebody else's, that sort of thing. So it seems like someone's playing a little bit of three-card Monty in the hallway.
So my plan of trying to find someone without a comm badge probably not going to work, because he's swapping out comm badges with people.
You're not sure if he has a comm badge or not. Yeah. Like, he might have a comm badge.
So firstly, I deactivate security clearance for all three of our officers, right? Their badges, right? Including Najjar's, like that. Next, I computer ship-wide announcement.
Boo-wee!
Crew of the Delamis Christian, please report to your designated Epsilon security stations within 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sabian looks at the counter at the 5 minute mark.
Yep. Okay. And the certified Epsilon stations are the bridge,
engineering,
and sickbay. Yep.
Those are the safe areas, right?
Yep.
Very good.
All right. What did you do with Ocean's shuttlecraft? Is it still just parked off the bow?
It is parked off the bow.
Okay. I am spending 2 threat.
Who's currently on the bridge? Ensign Lusan, probably?
Yep. I'd say Lusan is on the bridge. And then random bridge NPCs.
Ensign, this is the captain.
Aye, sir.
I want you to maintain a target lock on that shuttlecraft. And if it starts to move, blow it out of space.
Aye, sir. Okay.
I watch the interior map of all our personnel making it to the designated safe zones.
Yep. Okay. Yep, you can see the crew movements begin to move. And there is... I need 1 second.
Okay.
This is the chess game, right? Like, that's...
If it makes you feel any better, I'm going to open up the internal comms system and give him a chance to surrender.
Okay, do that. Go ahead. Carry on.
Yeah. So, Shinnok, if that is your real name, you took a lot of effort to get aboard my ship. I'm sure what you are looking for and what this ship is capable of. You now have about 15 seconds to reveal yourself and surrender to my security personnel, or I will initiate an Epsilon purge. You have 10 seconds to reply. I flip up the thing on the button pad, and I look over to Ocean and at the screen at Tanari.
Yep. All right. There is no response. Tanari, are you still in engineering?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Excellent. Engineering isn't designated safe space, correct?
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be required for...
I'm going to also assume that part of the designated Epsilon spaces include specific security people for each area.
Yep. I think that would be reasonable.
Just because we're in the security office?
No. Because if he's managed to hide out in one of those spaces.
Actually, Josh, just to make this easy, once I made the call for everyone to their Epsilon station, Ocean and I went to the bridge.
Fair enough. Yep. Yeah, I think what Ocean's saying is that basically in sickbay and in engineering, there are designated security personnel who, if you basically call for people to go to their Epsilon, to their Epsilon, what's the term I'm thinking about? Not evacuation, but like, you know.
Shelter.
Into their, yeah, exactly, to their Epsilon shelter spaces, that there's also designated security personnel, and it's the same security personnel who should be there.
And there's 40 on the crew, like 12 go here, 12 go there, 12 go... We know who all is there.
Yep.
And
okay.
Essentially, I confirm that everyone is physically accounted for.
Everyone except for... That Najjar is in sickbay.
Okay,
actually, how would you validate who is where they are supposed to? What technology are you leaning on to go ahead and verify that? Yep, these people are where they are supposed to be.
I look at Narila through the camera in sickbay and say, "Count how many people are there." I look at Tanari and have him give me a manual physical thumbs up.
Yep.
And then we're on the bridge with the assigned people.
Yep. Okay. Narila, you have one extra person.
I'll communicate that there's an extra person, but I'm going to try to find somewhere discreet away from...
New has an office.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would do, is communicate that we have an extra person in sickbay, but not so they can hear me communicate that.
Okay. How are you trying to be surreptitious about this? It's going to be a one difficulty challenge to go ahead and basically I'm like a... to deceive your intention. So this would be like a daring something or other, but how are you trying to be sneaky? Are you trying to be sneaky, or are you trying to be like use like coded language, or?
Let's see. I would probably want to act authoritative in the way of I need to take care of business, and presumably I'm someone like who's put, obviously he's asking me to count, commander's asking me to count. Mm-hmm. People, so assumingly I'm have some sort of authority, so I'm gonna be like, I have to communicate.
And technically you're the fourth officer on the ship.
Yeah,
so I'm just gonna be very like, I'm not hiding anything, you guys just aren't privy to these communications.
Okay. This sounds like daring command to me, so it's a one difficulty challenge.
Okay. Daring command.
Yep. Because you're counting heads, then hold on, I need to go to a private room. Nobody asks questions, kind of thing. Yeah.
None of your business. Okay. Right.
I must report that all is okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but quietly.
I got to hit the can.
I don't think I have anything that I can add to this.
Any focuses or anything that would expand your critical range? Or
focus wouldn't help if you rolled high.
No, fair. That's true.
And I think probably not for this particular role.
Yep.
But just go for it.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, but it's good, though. I rolled a 3 and an 8.
There you go. Okay, so you gain a momentum, in fact. So, yeah, you sneak into the doctor's office and close the door behind you and basically report back to Tobor. So have this conversation.
So I'll call Commander. I have to report for our medical. We have one extra person than expected here.
Don't do anything to alert him. Help is on the way.
Yes, okay. Sir.
I initiate, like, complete security lockdown in medical. Like, gling, all the force fields go up, and we've... You know what? We're installing force fields in air vents now.
So, before you carry on, however, I am going to ask a question that's going to sound really vague.
Okay.
And I understand that. Before I proceed with what I am about to say... You guys have not done anything other than what you have told me you are doing up to this moment. I know, that's like the worst question in the world from a storyteller. But I want you guys to think about this really carefully.
So, Adam, you've played with him a lot longer than I have. What's he doing?
Yeah, so I'm just thinking about it. The question is it something that's obvious? Or if this is just... He's... Yeah.
So... One other thing. Okay, I'm going to throw this one out here. Luson doing his duty is someone is watching long-range sensors to make sure no cloaked Romulan warbird pops up and, like, shoots us while we're not paying attention.
We can assume that there are probably people watching long-range sensors all the time.
All right, so that's my one. Like, ooh, hey, look, a warbird. Hey, guys.
I don't think Tanari has been doing anything particularly unusual that I have been, other than what I've been talking about, because I've had my orders to try to scan, which I've been telling you about, I've been trying to do, plus there's been the conversations about trying to figure out where personnel are supposed to be located.
Okay.
So that sounds like it would have been taking up my time.
All right.
The only thing that I want to be doing at this point is doing a... While he's handling this, I want to be looking at ship systems to determine if anything else is going on, like anything's been activated. Comms, weaponry, scans that shouldn't be happening, or scans that are somehow the normal scan, which is doing it, but doing it a little oddly.
Yep.
It's covering something.
Yep. Totally fine. You can certainly do that research. So basically, while we're waiting, here's what I'm going to do. Tobor, I would like you to give me a reason command difficulty 3 roll. And Narila, I'm going to let you and you alone assist.
No pressure.
All right, I will buy an extra die with one of those momentum. Diplomacy, composure, strategy, tactics, xenoanthropology, Starfleet protocol.
Starfleet protocol, absolutely.
Okay. And a pastime of cuisine. I don't know if that implies. He's got a bowl of pasta while he's eating.
I mean, we'll see how the roll winds up.
Hurrah! I got a 3, a 5, and a 5 for 6 successes.
Nice.
All right. Narila, would you roll your assistance die, please?
And this is Darren Command?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I rolled a 1.
Rock on.
I think I'm training my dice in the wrong direction, which is concerning, but it's working for me right now.
As long as you're not playing D&D tomorrow, you'll be fine. So... Narila, as you are in sick bay and you're watching, being one of the senior officers on the boat, that the timer for the Epsilon purge that's about to be triggered is ticking down. And at about 35 seconds, as you're looking over the room, you realize that one of the aliens that you beamed aboard is in sick bay. But the other one's not. And Tobor, as you see this ticking down, you remember that the other alien is still in the brig, which is not a secured area for Epsilon's purge. Correct. Do you do anything about that?
So firstly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up an internal security camera thing of sickbay.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's only like 12 people. We all know each other.
Sure.
And I'm going to be like doing the quick scan and I'm like, who is the extra?
Yep. Sure.
Like, are they disguised or there's one dude over in the corner going like this or
there seems to be an extra Vulcan medical officer in sickbay. Happens to be tending to Najjar, in fact.
So I do the direct comm badge quiet message to at least two security folks that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Vulcan doctor attending Najjar. Phaser the crap out of him. I abort the Epsilon, Mr. Tenari and Mr. Ocean, and we both, like, with 7 seconds left, like 007, like,
okay.
And we do the cancel.
All right, I'm going to. So, Narila, is anybody else in here in sickbay? I think, Narila, you are the only one, right?
The only PC, yes.
Yeah, the only PC. Yep. Cool.
I don't like how you're
reading
that.
Right. Sickbay erupts into chaos as two security officers begin shooting what looks like one of the medical person. I need to make some rolls, and I need y'all to
get a heads up on those.
Right, I don't believe that you did.
No, this is just
could not jeopardize the element of surprise.
Yep.
Josh, feel free to spend as many momentum as our security personnel need to shoot this guy stunned.
Stun, not kill. All right, I like it.
Or Starfleet.
Yep.
In fact, you finally remember to use the commanding officer ability. And I am going to give one of the security guards that I communicated to, I'm giving him my determination point to spend to get the auto delta.
All right. I'm going to make some dice.
So just for Dave, for your own sake, it's actually Lieutenant Kemp is one of the security person.
Lieutenant Alana, yes.
Yeah.
And how many momentum do we have right now?
Yeah, 5. Basically, that 3 difficulty challenge rolled 8 successes.
So I'm going to leverage my executive officer talent. And when another character in communication with me spends a point of determination, I can spend 3 momentum to let them regain that point of determination.
Cool.
And then, all right. Since I get back my point of determination, I will give it to the other security officer to.
Yep. Okay.
So that costs us 3 3 momentum.
3, but basically, you take your 1 determination and make it 3.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Cool. That's a good trade. All right. Yeah. So Narila in sickbay, chaos erupts. 2 security officers start shooting one of the. Everyone's kind of sort of panicking a little bit. I'm not going to presume that you're panicking, but I would assume that basically chaos erupts, and the doctor that they were shooting falls stunned to the floor. You guys spent 3 determination. I'm not going to go through all the dice rolls. He's stunned. I'll let you have that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
He is stunned and falls to the floor.
I'm going to communicate with Commander Tabor. I don't know what just happened, but it's chaos here, and there's someone down.
Yes, Lieutenant Alana neutralized the Romulan agent. Sorry, there wasn't time to brief you. We were all a bit busy.
Understood. Yes,
Mr. Chinook is not who he says he was. Cancel red alert. And the rest of this, Lieutenant Alana, drag his unconscious ass back to the brig.
All right. She picks up the unconscious Vulcan, as far as you can tell, Narila, from the floor, and drags them to out through the hallway. So, Tenari, do you no longer need to make those scanner and sensor modifications?
I would guess not.
to your question about the emails. So what was it? This is, and again, this is, we're going to presume we're going to backtrack a little bit here. And this is what happened basically in the downtime while everything else was going on at the end of the last part here. What is it that you're investigating and how would you like to do
so? So I got the impression that we had a good idea of why they weren't sent, why they're in the outbox but not sent, which is the protocol.
Yeah, this is a known feature of Epsilon Protocol that messages in and out of the ship don't, you can't receive messages in and that messages don't leave. Everybody on the ship knows enough about Epsilon Protocol that when you're in Epsilon Protocol, not to bother sending messages. So it's unusual that there were messages to go out because certainly Najjar would have known that you can't do that.
And they are encrypted?
I will certainly let you make a roll to determine if it is encryption. I would say, would you have any particular focuses that would lead you in that direction, other than just being generally sciency?
No, not really.
Okay, that's fine. So this would be like a 2-difficulty challenge to see if it is a known encryption protocol. The ship can assist on this. We can go ahead and do that. And I would say that this for you, Narilo, would be insight and security. Okay. Would you like the ship to assist?
Yes.
Tobor, would you roll for the ship? I'm thinking probably encrypt or decrypt classified information or intercept transmissions. That's a communication security thing. So I would say communication security for the ship and insight security for you, Narilla. And you do have some threat momentum to go ahead and spend if you'd like.
Let me use the momentum.
Okay. One momentum. So you get 3 die.
I got 12 and 6, which are successes, and I got a 19.
It is not a critical failure, so you're fine. There's no expanded complication range. So you got your 2 successes, but let's see if the ship assists for the momentum.
And I rolled a 9. Communication security is 14, so 1 assist.
Fabulous. All right, so you get the momentum back. Cool. So, no, the messages do not match any known encryption protocol. The computer is reporting that they seem to be made up of random characters that the destruction protocol, or the randomized character generator basically that was used to formulate them, does seem to match changes that were made to the security logs which were downloaded from the station around Celtac 4. So I'm not sure if you were in the room when that conversation was being had, but basically that data got corrupted by a bunch of random data. And the random data that's in these messages does bear resemblance to the randomized data that was used for those things. So there's some commonality between those things. So do you like to spend your momentum for additional information or do you have additional questions?
I'll share this information.
Sure.
And I'll ask, definitely share it with Commander Tobor because he asked me to look at it and probably Tanari as well. I share it with everyone and ask if we should look into it further. It seems to me almost like a distraction technique.
Yeah, let's compile. First off, let's make sure it doesn't get off the ship. Secondly, where was it being transmitted to?
It's a variety of random locations. Like random Starfleet personnel basically in Najjar's address book. Yeah. There are a couple of members of the Michael Collins in there, that sort of thing.
So nothing to try and get it off the ship?
No, lots of people off the ship. Not anybody on. It wasn't sent. It wasn't internal to anybody on the ship. It was all off ship resources. Right.
But it seems random. It's not like I'm going to send this to Section 31.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. Section 31 at Starfleet.org. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. The other thing is that as you're looking through these messages, Narilla, in the outbox, you do see that there is, as would be expected when in a communications blackout, you guys have been there now for a little while, that there are messages beginning to queue up in the inbox that are not, they're basically being held in buffer by Epsilon Protocol.
Okay. And I can't access them until after the protocol is down. Is that true?
That is the way that Epsilon Protocol says that it works. If you have any experience with working with Epsilon Protocol, that may not necessarily be true. Is that a cagey enough answer for you?
I think probably Narilla wouldn't want to override the protocol for this, unless something was like a red flag that kind of seemed out of the ordinary. But you said this seems pretty ordinary that we would have incoming messages.
Yep, and you're not, and you don't have any access from where you are to see what the nature of those incoming messages are. So all you can see is basically that there's a bucket of incoming data that is being held by the Epsilon protocol.
I'll, of course, share this information as well. If I get direction otherwise, of course.
Yep. Are you with the information from Narila?
I am going to, again, have the all the outbox removed from the outbox so we can go through everything one at a time when we have the time, and then secure down from Epsilon protocol.
Okay.
The threat's been neutralized.
We'll get into that in just a second. So you said you're starting to go through the outbox, basically just deleting the messages.
Not deleting them, but quarantining them and not letting them leave.
Yeah, that's fine. So basically you're designating them not to actually go out, basically stopping them from being sent and just holding on to them. Totally fine. In terms of, so how, talk to me more about how, about stepping down Epsilon protocol. What are you looking to do?
Tell the ship that the threat to the, because again, I when I initiated the security lockdown, that wasn't like Epsilon. It wasn't trying to initiate Epsilon.
Already an Epsilon protocol event on board, though. When you beamed the two Zunians on board, the ship went into Epsilon protocol.
Commander?
Yes?
Before we remove the Epsilon protocol, we should make sure that the process isn't being monitored. Do you understand what I'm suggesting is that the potential for someone to monitor how to turn down the protocol is something that we should be wary of.
I see.
Ocean, as you say that, as if on cue, the query that you had been running in the ship computer to scan that seemingly randomized data against the name, which was changed in the security log, it bing, as if it has completed, and an encrypted message within the corrupted data appears on screen, and the message is strange security, unknown reason, investigating, need cover.
Okay. That's important. I don't want to say never mind, but it is something that we should keep in mind moving forward. But it does appear that while he was aware of a strange protocol in place, he wasn't able to figure out what it was.
So this is where we are. You have lifted. So you said you've lifted the security lockdown. Basically, at this point, you've raised your red alert. The ship remains under Epsilon protocol. You have one Zunian in stasis in medbay, and you have one Zunian in the detention cell with Janok.
We moved the Zunian to quarters and put Janok in there.
The Zunian is pretty unimpressed that this entire situation is happening. He has made disparaging comments about this is why we keep you Federation people out of our business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as sure would be expected.
Yep. We will file it with Starfleet Security.
Exactly. So that's where we are. What's so next?
Firstly, I'll have Mr. Luson tractor in the shuttlecraft and park it in the bay.
No worries there. Actually, so Epsilon protocol, in effect, would prevent the shuttle bay from coming inside unless you try to circumvent it.
I just tractor it. Now, Ocean, let's go talk to our guest.
I follow in step.
And we head down to sick bay. And actually, I have Lieutenant Alana escort the other Zunian to sick bay.
So which guest? Are you going to go speak with Janok or with the Zunians?
The Zunians.
Okay. Fair enough. Yep.
Yeah, Shadok wore out his welcome.
he doesn't get visits by the captain anymore, right? So, again, you get to sick bay. One of them is in medical stasis, I'm assuming. You haven't woken him up yet?
No, I'm going to have Dr. New wake him up.
Okay.
I'm going to have him set it up in a bio bed with the containment field and everything.
That one is waking up. I don't even know that I gave them names. I didn't actually write it down. If I did, I'll bridge this in when we do the editing, but that's And the again, the one that was not put into medical stasis is very much, "Captain, we demand an answer. This treatment is ridiculous."
I turn to the medical board with the like full outline scan with the like parasite stuck in him. And I'm like, "Can you explain that?"
"I am not a doctor. I do not understand. I don't even know what it is that I'm looking at."
I point right here. "See this alien parasite attached to the base of your friend's skull?"
Is my biology different? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a doctor.
"This is what we are going to find out. So I apologize for the inconvenience, but this is a matter of grave interstellar security."
And so what if so? Maybe this is normal. By what authority do you pull us off of a ship where we were operating diplomatically, trying to go ahead and repair damage?
"Nominally caused to bring my ship here in order for it to be attacked and or possibly captured. So I'm sorry if I'm not overly impressed with your bluster right at the moment. I am going to attempt to be as honest and straightforward and forthright with you."
"Are you accusing us of something?"
"I am attempting to ascertain the truth. And the truth is, right now, your companion here is infected with a deadly and dangerous parasite. But we're going to wake him up and speak to him and see what he has to say."
"Okay.
All right. So, Dr. New, if you would be so kind."
"All right." He gives them the hypo spray, and Ralek begins waking up. Very confused about where he is.
Yeah, I let him get undisoriented, and
sure.
"Here's a glass of water, blah, 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 take your time."
Yep. He definitely seems as if he is basically exhibiting the equivalent of stress right now, having just woken up from a med stasis and somewhat confused about where he is. But
yes, so I explain to him he's on board my ship, the Delamis Christian, and I explain to him while we were as guests aboard the Temerary, it was noticed by my chief engineer that inside of you is a secondary alien life form, a hostile alien life form."
"A hostile alien life form?"
"Yes. And I like show him the pad with the scan of the parasite attached to him. "But according to my doctor, it appears to be dormant. And I'm hoping you can help me understand why."
"I have no idea. Can't tell
you." "Is he lying?" "Damn it, Najar! Shake him. Right. It's hypo spray. Wake up, man! Oh, wait. Ensign Nealon. Or Lieutenant Nealon. Like, I would want you with us. Right, your Beta Zed?"
"Yes."
"Excellent. Can you please do your Beta Zed thing?"
So one of your abilities should allow you a challenge to so do you just get to read surface thoughts, or do you get like full mental state?
"I have extra sensory perception,"
mm-hmm.
"which is
different than Beta Z telepathy, right?"
Correct.
"It says that I get accurate guesses, strong feelings, or flashes of insight."
It should tell you what empathy or telepathy.
"Each hint adds 1 point to threat. You can always refuse to accept the hints offered."
All right. Oh, so it's a kind of a static thing. You always get the hint, but you get.
"They're also haven't had the opportunity to explore this in the game yet, so I apologize."
"Extra sensory perspective. Hold on one second. Let me go check. Let's see. 246.
It's in the player's guide, Josh.
That's in the storyteller's guide, too. All right. "I have the ability to perceive things beyond normal limits, allowing you to gain knowledge." This is an ESP. "At any point during play, you may ask the Game Master for hints or insights about the current situation, and the Game Master may similarly offer you information about the current situation. Each hint adds 1 point to threat." Got it. Fabulous. So, how many hints would you like? So basically, Tobor asked you if he's lying.
So I guess let's start with one and see.
Yep. So the question about if he's lying when he said that he has no idea what this parasite is or that it why it might be dormant, that is a true statement.
I'll look at Commander Taboran and say, I believe he's telling the truth about that.
This makes this a little more awkward than I was hoping you would be able to provide me some answers. I would. So you have no idea how a 28 centimeter long parasite got into your body?
I do not know how a 28 centimeter long parasite got into my body.
May I ask for your consent to have my doctor remove it?
What are the risks of doing so? I'm a little untrusting of a Federation captain who randomly beamed me without my permission, nor seemingly anybody else's permission, onto their ship, warped away from any oversight or security of my home planet, and now wishes to remove a parasite from within my body that I don't even know is there.
I completely understand.
Nerila, that's also true.
Wait, no, you just can't give her free hints and then take more threat.
I absolutely can, according to the rule. I can give her as many hints as I want, and each one costs a threat.
Hey, now. All right.
Let's say I can refuse to accept hints.
Are you refusing further hints?
I don't necessarily think I should refuse further hints, but maybe...
I will not use my power for ill, I promise. I will not use my power for evil. However, I will continue to give you hints on is he telling the truth when he makes statements until you tell me to stop.
Okay.
Maybe I'll even ask beforehand. So he is nervous about what you are asking for, and he would like to
completely understand
the risks.
Dr. New, is my chief medical officer. He strongly protested me taking this course of action, and I will leave him to describe the procedure to you and the potential risks, and we will go from there. And I'll, go sit in the office.
Captain, perhaps you and I could discuss the procedure first?
Says the doctor?
Correct.
Oh, I thought we had previously... Sorry, Josh, I thought we'd previously discussed this.
Oh, we have. Yeah, this is Dr. New.
Being subtle. Got it.
Yeah. Check.
Yes, of course. Let's step into your office, Doctor.
So they step into the office. Captain, I have every faith in my ability, and clearly I've been studying what we know about the Epsilon species to the extent that we know. The Zunians are not a physiology that I know much about. I am not sure that I can say without any shred of doubt that this procedure is without mortal risk.
You said mortal risk, right?
I may kill them on the table. That's correct.
Yeah. Sir. By all means, tell your patient the risks. And if he refuses, we will find another way.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I just didn't want that to come as a surprise.
Of course. I'll sit down in his chair and prop my feet up.
Yeah.
Appear as relaxed and unconcerned about the situation as possible.
So he goes over to speak with the Zunian on the table. And he also seems to be somewhat uncomfortable about the fact that he's having this conversation openly, in sickbay, and asks you if him and his patient can use his office to go ahead and discuss the risks of the procedure.
We'll clear sickbay because, he's staying in the containment field.
Space HIPAA, exactly, yeah. All right, fair enough. So are you staying in sickbay?
I go into the office with Ocean. The two security go outside, and the sick berth attendant and Corman go get supplies.
Yeah, go get some cyber iced tea, exactly, yeah. Fair enough. So they have their conversation.
It's an interesting moral dilemma.
So while they're doing that, I sit down at the keypad thing and I type in to the Delamis Christian, please connect me with Epsilon Command, which is the one thing we always were transmitting to.
Sure, yep.
And I will,
yep.
Either if I don't get the face-to-face, but I'll send the briefing of, we've got one, we've got a Zunian with one attached, unaware of its existence, appears to be dormant and not controlling him. Dr. New says this is mortal danger, blah, blah, blah. Please advise.
The response, yes, sir. I do have 5 threat. The response back is, can you detain and investigate the specimen? You're not able to get face to face, so you basically send the information, and the response back is just that one line. Can you detain and investigate the specimen?
Essentially, my response, from my understanding of the situation, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm like, not without kidnapping this Zunian. Correct. And all diplomatic implications thereof.
The response back is
authorized.
Can you discreetly eliminate the host?
No, we can't discreetly eliminate the host. The captain of the Temerary knows I have them. And no, I cannot destroy the Temerary. There are sensor logs of it entering this planetary sensor logs of its existence. I can't kill everyone involved. Will is different than can't. There's a planet full of eyewitnesses.
How much information has been provided to the Temerary and their crew?
Temerary and crew are unaware of Epsilon. All they understand is my removal of the subject from their ship. I put in place sufficient backstop story for Captain of Temerary. Blah, blah, blah. I forget what I said. Contagion or infected something. Whatever.
Yep. Whatever it was you said. Boy, this is a pickle.
Why do we have the second?
Why do you have the second Zunian?
Yes.
Because there were two of them on the Temerary, and if I remember correctly, it's because you weren't sure which one. Either you weren't sure which one popped when you scanned them, or you took them both as a precaution. It was one of those two things, and I'm not sure which.
It was
intentional, though.
Yeah, we took them because we couldn't get a clear enough scan lock because of the nebula interference, so I'm just like, beam them both on board.
So the response.
So Ocean is standing here over my shoulder at the computer terminal watching this. Yep. Unless the computer terminal has like some kind of like biometric thingy where it's all, Captain, there is someone standing behind you.
No, so there's not someone standing behind you. But after you send that last message, there's definitely a long pause before another response comes. And then as you're like in the zone, like watching the terminal and waiting for Pritchard's response.
I just turn to Ocean and I'm all like,
you hear a rap on the door and it's Dr. New.
I hit the F8 like screen.
Right.
Like, boss is coming. Shut it down.
Exactly. Yeah. The big red boss is coming button. Yeah.
Yeah. Fake spreadsheet you're working on.
Yeah. Dr. New steps into the office and waits for the door to close behind him and says that Ralik has declined the surgery and wishes to be seen by a doctor on his homeworld. He will not consent.
That's fair. Thank you, doctor. Please make him as comfortable as you can.
Should I keep him here?
Yes. I want you monitoring that creature for any kind of neural activity, any sign that it's going to take over and develop the super strength that we have been briefed on Epsilon protocol.
Sure.
That's why he's in the like duranium steel bio bed, so we can't rip it off the floor and throw it at us.
As you wish.
Thank you.
Aye, sir. He steps back out in the other room, and he's again talking with Ralik and Zixar both about what's going on. And as you minimize the false spreadsheet on your terminal, there's a response back from Pritchard that just says, mind the mission and do what you need to do.
Space HIPAA.